This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjul Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. 10 climbers, including Nirmal Purza, declared dead in Pakistan avalanche. Prime Minister Balendra Shah pays tribute to perished mountaineers. Normalcy gradually returns to affected districts as restrictions eased. Government and religious organizations sign 13-point agreement for social peace. Passport Department extends service hours to meet rising demand. 2-shift and weekend operations introduced. And European Union to hold emergency talks on quota migration situation. Member states seek coordinated border response. Now, the news in detail. 10 climbers, including renowned Nepal-born mountaineer and world record holder Nirmal Purja, also known as Nimthai, have been declared dead after an avalanche struck during an expedition on Broad Peak in Pakistan's Karakoram Range. The team had been missing since Thursday after an avalanche swept them about 800 meters down from an altitude of around 6,000 meters while attempting to climb the 8,047-meter peak. The Nimthai Foundation, an elite expat, officially confirmed the deaths. 4 bodies have been recovered, while the remaining 6 climbers are yet to be found. The deceased include 6 Nepali climbers, Nirmal Purja of Magdi, Pur Bahadur Gurung of Gorkha, Kili Pemba Sherpa of Dolokha, Galu Sherpa of Okhaldunga and Noang Thindu Sherpa, and Nima Sherpa of Sankhua Sabha, as well as 4 foreign climbers from Oman, Pakistan, China and United States. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Balendra Shah has expressed profound grief over the tragedy. In a Facebook post, he paid tribute to the climbers, describing mountaineering as a symbol of courage, discipline and determination. He extended heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families of the 6 Nepali and 4 foreign mountaineers. Normal life is gradually returning to districts affected by recent communal tensions as local administrations ease security restrictions and dialogue between the government and community representatives yields positive outcomes. In Parsad, the district administration office has withdrawn the nightly prohibitory order imposed since July 30 after determining that the security situation had improved. Markets, industries and transport services in Birganj and surrounding areas have resumed operations following the suspension of protest program by religious organizations after an agreement between the government and the families of the victims of the Golbazar incident in Sirhat. In Dhanusa, the curfew has been lifted and replaced with a prohibitory order restricting public gatherings, meetings, rallies and demonstrations until further notice to maintain peace and public order. Similarly, the curfew in Lahan Siraha has been lifted after authorities reviewed the security situation, with local administrations expressing confidence that normalcy will continue to improve. Meanwhile, Home Minister Sudhan Gurung held talks in Dhanusa with representatives of religious organizations and other stakeholders. The discussions concluded with a 13-point agreement aimed at strengthening religious harmony, maintaining social peace and addressing concerns raised by the protesting groups. The agreement includes measures to discourage proactive activities at religious sites, curb hate speech, review cases related to the recent unrest, provide treatment for those injured during protest and initiate broader political dialogue on issues raised by the organizations. In a related development, the Sudhur Pashim Provincial Government has appealed to the public to uphold social harmony, religious tolerance and peace. Chief Minister Kamal Bahadur Shah urged citizens to celebrate religious and cultural festivals responsibly and refrain from sharing misleading or hateful content on social media. The Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration has recommended the formation of a dedicated bench at the Supreme Court to expedite hearings of cooperative fraud cases. Minister Pratibha Rawal, along with the members of a ministry-formed task force, submitted the report to Chief Justice Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma. The recommendation follows a Supreme Court directive issued last year calling for a study on establishing dedicated benches in courts with a high number of cooperative fraud cases. The report concludes that a specialized bench is essential for the timely adjudication of such cases, noting that prolonged legal proceedings delayed justice, hinder the recovery of depositors' saving, and weaken accountability for those involved in financial irregularities. According to the ministry, establishing a dedicated bench would help ensure prompt justice for victims, restore public confidence in the cooperative sector, and strengthen financial governance. The Department of Passports has expanded its service hours by introducing two-shift operations and weekend service to cope with the growing number of passport applicants following the opening of South Korea's Employment Permit System, EPS registration. The department is operating electronic passport services in two shifts, with the first shift running from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. and the second from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Services are also being provided on Saturdays, Sundays, and other public holidays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. According to the department, the extended service arrangement will remain in place through August 6 to help manage the increased demand, as a valid passport is mandatory for EPS applicants. The department has also increased its daily application capacity to around 1,500 forms at its Tripureshwar office, aiming to reduce waiting times and ensure timely passport issuance for service seekers. The Nepal Oil Corporation has started selling 14.2 kilogram LPG cylinders from its Teku office in Kathmandu to help ease cooking gas distribution amid increased consumer demand. Consumers can purchase cylinders from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. through the respective bottling companies. The corporation said the arrangement was introduced after complaints of difficulties in obtaining cooking gas in recent days. It has also directed all LPG bottling companies to ensure smooth and uninterrupted distribution across the market. According to the corporation spokesperson Manoj Thakur, there is no overall shortage of LPG and supplies are being maintained in line with the demand. Nepal and China have marked the 71st anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations. Diplomatic ties between the two countries were established on August 1, 1955. Since then, Nepal and China have expanded cooperation across the range of sectors, including politics, trade, economy, infrastructure, education, culture, and people-to-people ties. On the occasion, Chinese Ambassador to Nepal, Zhang Maoming, said China is ready to work with Nepal to further strengthen the long-standing friendship and advance the strategic partnership of cooperation for development and prosperity. The ambassador said the two countries have enjoyed enduring friendship, mutual respect, and mutually beneficial cooperation for over the past 71 years. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The European Union will convene an emergency meeting of interior ministers on Tuesday to discuss the recent surge in irregular migration into the Spanish enclave of Ceuta and to seek a coordinated response among member states. The meeting follows the arrival of more than 50,000 migrants from Morocco in late July, prompting 22 EU member states to call for stronger protection of the bloc's external borders and closer cooperation on migration management. Spanish authorities say the situation in Ceuta is gradually returning to normal. Most migrants have been returned to Morocco, business have reopened, and additional border security measures, including a floating sea barrier, are being installed to prevent further irregular crossings. According to the official reports, at least 67 people died during the recent surge in border crossings. The European Commission has described the scenes in Ceuta as unacceptable and stressed the need for a united European response to migration in line with the EU laws and humanitarian principles. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain or snowfall is likely at some places over the Himalayan region of the country, with light to moderate rain likely at many places over the hilly region and at some places over the Tarai region today. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places over the hilly regions of Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the western section of the monsoon trough lies around its normal position, while the eastern section lies slightly north of its average position. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour, but before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Ten climbers, including Nirmal Purza, declared dead in Pakistan avalanche. Prime Minister Balindra Saz Shah pays tribute to perished mountaineers. Normalcy gradually returns to affected districts as restrictions eased. Government and religious organizations sign 13-point agreement for social peace. Passport Department extends service hours to meet rising demand, two-shift and weekend operations introduced. And European Union to hold emergency talks on quota migration situation, member states seek coordinated border response. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at puritonepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.